December 14, 2021, it's the Watch from Pedro Show. Pedro Show. Happy Tuesday. Raining here. SoCal. A big one. You know, which is scary because of mudslides. But maybe add to snowpack and help put a dent in our drought. John Coltrane with Straight Street from the first album he did as a band leader. Year I was born, 1957. Just called Coltrane. He's got two originals, Straight Street and Chronic Blues. I'm helping Pete DiStefano learn about Mr. Coltrane's life. Also, North Carolina. Hamlet, High Point. In Philly after that. Okay, Angelo Gianni, don't you mind? Maybe it should have a question mark?
I don't know. Maybe you should, yeah.
Maybe not, though. Maybe it's an imperative, you know. And people, you can tell me, because that other voice, that Watt is not Manloten in his Pedro pad, because of those Estonian software people with their Skype invention. I got Gianni. No, it's Angelo Gianni. Welcome aboard, Angelo.
Thank you, man.
Now, I trip on the name because, you know, it's Johnny Angel, right?
All right.
An Italiano. All right. You have an Italian connection?
Yeah, my grandparents, they were first-generation American, but they would, like, my grandfather went to school in Italy and stuff like that.
Yeah, my mom's people.
Yeah?
Mother's mother from Dolomiti in the north, mother's father from Palermo in the south, in Sicily.
Kind of yeah, mine from Sicily, too.
Okay. I finally got to play Palermo. It was bitching time.
That's cool.
Also Catania in the same trip. Thank you for telling you, Neil, so you're in my night. But I'm really interested in your journey for music, so please bring your earliest... Oh, yeah, first, John Furr. Big respect for the connect. But bring your earliest musical recollection that you still might have.
When I was really little... There wasn't a ton of music around my house, but my dad had some compilation record had Ronnie and the Daytonas, and they had the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid soundtrack and American Graffiti soundtrack. Those are that's my first.
So your listening. Earliest memories you still got is your folks' record collection.
Yeah.
That makes good sense. So was in the pad you grew up musical instruments?
My dad had a violin laying around, and then around fifth grade, we got a piano, and, I didn't get a guitar until I was probably 11 or 12, something like that.
Did you ever jump on that violin?
Yeah, a little bit. I played in the, school orchestra from fifth grade on up into high school.
On the violin?
Yeah, violin.
And did you pick it because there was one at home?
Yeah, my grandfather was a really good violinist, and so, I think it was kind of just pushed on me a little bit, but I sort of liked it. I never got good at it, but I liked it.
Well, I think that's important. And yeah. What was the first record you bought with your own money, Angelo?
I totally remember this. It was... There were two records at the same time, and it was, I think, sixth grade, and it was Pink Floyd, The Wall, and Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. So I had, a wall thing
going. Yeah, wall thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the Pink Floyd one that much, but I liked the Mike Jackson one. That cover picture is the last one where his nose looks like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Want to be starting something, right?
It's great, exactly.
Great fucking tune. Great stuff. And that was just too overblown. I did like the one before at the Animal. Animal.
Yeah,
three songs or so.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about Watt. First gig you saw?
First real rock gig I saw was Pat Benatar with Saga opening. Yeah.
She had some pipes.
She had some pipes.
And for being little, too, right? Man, I threw her whole body into that stuff.
She was tiny. She killed it.
And her husband was a guitar man, and I think they're still going.
Yeah. I can't remember what Saga had some big song back in the... I totally
don't ask what.
Yeah. No clue.
You'd have to beat the shit out of me for many hours and still wouldn't learn. See, there's no advantages to torture if you just don't fucking know you don't know.
Exactly.
Okay. You said something about guitar. Now, you'd already been doing the violin at school and stuff. Did you do choir or the marching? There's no violins in marching band.
Well, I did violin. I can't believe my elementary school had an orchestra, but we did. And then I switched to percussion in high school, and then I played in the jazz band in high school too. Played guitar in that. Actually, I played drums and guitar in that.
In trap set.
Yeah.
Okay, because you said percussion, like I don't know, glockenspiel, cymbal.
Yeah. Well, I played percussion in the orchestra, okay. and then drums in the jazz.
Oh yeah, yeah. Percussion orchestra's got buttload of stuff, right? All kinds of.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Waiting for that triangle hit.
Yeah, exactly.
The Bukkake money shot. Okay.
Right.
So, but you mentioned guitar and, like probably most of us young people like rock and roll, right? And like, I want to get one of those.
Yeah, definitely. And my first guitar was ridiculous. It was a Dean Explorer.
Dean, I remember Dean. Like a big headstock that went into kind of a V.
Yeah, it had a little eagle wings on it and stuff. It was totally ridiculous.
Okay, what kind of amp?
I think I had some kind of little PV, cheapo, you know.
Yeah, everybody, right? We're starting. And yeah. So what is it? Is it like a lesson thing, or is it, you know, autodidact, or your buddy shows you shit off records?
I took lessons from this cool guy, and but it didn't last long. But he'd teach me whatever song was on the radio and stuff like that. It wasn't like I wasn't learning scales and stuff like that. I was just learning some chords and this and that. And I think that lasted maybe a year.
Nothing from the Mel Bay book.
No.
He had already absorbed it.
Yeah.
He buffered. Okay. What about the thing after school in the afternoon? Not graduate, right? But garage band, basement band, bedroom band?
Yeah, I started bands probably starting in, eighth grade, something like that. Neighborhood kids and then people in high school and yeah, all through high school.
Now, whose pad? Was it the drummer man's pad?
Yeah, I think it was. It was in all but one of them. It was the drummer's house. And they don't want to carry that stuff anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Take the tiny TV around.
Exactly.
Like the guy in the rear with all the gear.
Yeah.
Okay, and also probably more tolerant parents of you with stand years of bam bam and shit.
Yeah, there's always a good basement involved, for sure.
Right, right. And what kind of stuff? Was it like trying to learn rock and roll songs off records, or were you guys composing?
I think at first it was like, I mean, we were playing like everything from AC/DC to Talking Heads to ZZ Top to Black Sabbath. And then on into high school, we started getting a little more Motley Crue and some metal stuff and then the original started somewhere in there, probably third year high school or something like that.
And can you remember first writing songs?
Yeah, I do. I remember because I got an acoustic guitar, which I loved, and that kind of became what I played most. And there's this movie called
You mean play not just composition, but play for people.
Yeah, me and a friend, this guy Bob in high school, started just playing like, you know, starting covers, just, I don't know, whatever. People play on acoustic guitar. And then we started writing songs and we got into that.
Oh, so your first songs are acoustic, like kind of a Bob Dylan thing or James Taylor?
Yeah, singer-songwriter kind of stuff, yeah. That's what we were into.
Steve Boone liked James Taylor and this other guy, Jim Croce.
Jim Croce's awesome. And we were really into, what was that guy's name? He played Michael Hedges.
Oh, yeah.
We loved him, and we got into alternate tunings because of him. And
so you really started exploring acoustic capo players and open tune-ins and alternate tunings.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We went to this weird guitar camp in Connecticut somewhere, and Michael Hedges was there as like
wow.
He gave a concert and did a little sort of teaching session. And at the end of that, man, you walk down the halls, everybody was detuning their guitars. Doing all this.
No, but how'd that happen?
It was amazing.
What was the connect? With you're in North Carolina, and what you read about or hear about this guitar camp in Connecticut? Well,
yeah, I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up in Newtown, Connecticut, and that's where I went to school stuff. So that's where
that
we were. I think my
that makes more sense.
Yeah, my friend found out about the he found out about the camp somewhere. Larry Coryell was there. Somebody else.
Wow, that guy can play guitar. I know more for electric guitars, but he probably can jam the fuck out of an acoustic one too, right?
Yeah, I think he was all about the electric there. He was.
Oh, okay. So there was a bunch of stuff going on at that camp.
Yeah, yeah.
What a neat thing, man. You know?
It was cool.
You know, just the idea of that, you know, because summer camp is like just some place, like holding pattern. Why not fucking learn some dudes some music?
Exactly. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. We enjoyed it.
Okay, you gave me this tune, Wake You.
By satellite absorb. floor by my
when the night breaks.
Thank you. not the same. I use the wall to brace myself. I guess I know the thing that has changed. And the closet door is closed. I know you're in there. And I need to free your ghost. Let it out into the air. And your letters spill out of your box of treasure. Your favorite jacket hangs like a cool reminder. It took me a while to get in here. Now I'm just lying on the floor. I miss my only family. And I am beyond feeling cold. And the closet door is closed. I'm in here with you. I don't wanna be your ghost, but she's been in all the air. And your letters spill out of your box of treasure.
Off of Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off with Treadmill Track Store, Wake You. Victoria Shen with an excerpt of Ligature's Walkthrough. Model Home after that, Night Break, great new album. Sly and Robbie, miss your brother Robbie on the bass, The Great Escape. Bombas Prendon, Mayhem Playhem, Hacked Picciato with Travis, their new album, Zona Infinity, brand new. And Plan is the tune, Northern John, Occasional Clarity, brand new from Michael. And then finally, again, Treadmill Track Star with Cruel Reminder. It's all like it's like deja vu all over again, Angelo. Please enlighten us.
Yeah, Treadmill went from like probably 91 to 98 or something like that. And it's funny. John, our connect had some stuff to do with that band, and we were from the same town in Columbia, South Carolina, is where we were living then. But we toured for, you know, 7 years nonstop. And
let me ask you about the name.
Yeah, it's probably pretty obvious. I mean, when we started, you know, I was like, we know how this is going to go. We're going to work really, really hard, and we're going to get nowhere. That's what we named the band, and that's what happened.
It was the self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly, exactly.
And what was it? Was it a quartet?
It was a quartet. We had a cello player. That was like,
that was
our thing. Yeah, it was definitely different back then, too. So we got a lot of attention doing that.
Did you write the music for the cello? Because you said you're a violin man, and they're both tuned in fifths.
Yeah, I did. I did early on. Yeah, I did. I always came up with the cello parts for the most part. It's nice to have another melodic instrument other than the voice.
And I'll tell you, the cello's got a range, man. I think it's even it's the whole voice and then some.
Yeah, it's my favorite instrument for sure. It's so mellow. It doesn't have that squeak like the violin.
Right, right.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The only lame thing is kind of the way you have to play it. Yeah, sitting down between your legs. But, fuck, that's just a little thing. So, in the timeline you're playing, Treadmill Track Star ain't after Guitar Camp, is it? Is there something in between?
Yeah, Guitar Camp was like in high school. So this is years later, probably four years later after high school. I was in like a hippie acoustic band, and we broke up, and that it sort of became Treadmill Track Star.
Okay, that's an interesting genre, hippie acoustic.
Yeah.
Hippies that ain't plugged in.
that's when I was still in my sort of Michael Hedges phase, and I actually stayed in the Michael Hedges phase on through Treadmill Track Star too. A lot of it was acoustic based, and then the weird tunings, and then
But in a way, it's more than just a genre, because I think he's a very musical cat. I think that can cross over a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, he's a talented dude.
Yeah, you know, and when things get reduced to like just Halloween costumes, kidney punches. So did you put together Treadmill Track Star?
Yeah, I recorded a record, and the guy who I wanted to be the drummer had moved to California for some reason. And so I recorded the record. I made him, somehow convinced him to come back and be on the recording. And that's when we got Heidi, the cello player, to play a couple of songs on that. Cause before that, there was no cello player, and we liked it so much that we convinced her to join too. So anyway, he went back to California, and I finally convinced him to blow off whatever he was doing out there and join the band. And somehow we got a showcase gig at the Coconut Teaser as an excuse to
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard.
Crescent Heights, I know exactly. All spray painted silver and sawdust on the deck.
Yeah.
It was for butt rock bands, spandex and shit.
Yeah, that seemed to be what the deal was at that place. But we also got in some kind of like, it was like a one-page newsletter or something that went out to record people, I guess. I forget what it was called. It was cool, but anyway, we got a nice little write-up in that. So a bunch of people were out at that show, like, the drummer for The Police, his brother, what was his name?
The IRS guy, Copeland.
Yeah, Copeland. He was out there from IRS Records, and we had it was a good, you know, like one of our first gigs. So it was a nice start.
And in Captain California, he stuck around for the 7 years of touring?
Yeah, we went out there in a van, played that show, played
you,
a couple shows on the way back to South Carolina.
You must be a great convincer.
I'm not bad. I'm not bad at it, I gotta say. It's a skill, for sure.
They kind of do, you know, pull up 7 years of tour shift. That's a good spiel.
Yeah. This, another example is this summer I convinced our connect John to ride. We rode 125cc motorcycles from here to Oregon.
Jesus! Not Portland. Portland, Oregon.
It was
not Portland,
Port
Maine.
Orford.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Port Orford, Oregon.
Yeah, that is a hell. That's over 2,000 miles.
Yeah, it was 4,027 miles.
Crazy. Because you came back, right?
No, that's just one way. Oh, because it's on this crazy route. It's like all dirt roads. It's called the Trans-America Trail.
Okay.
So it winds around everywhere. It takes forever.
Fucking did it. God damn.
Yeah, it was fun.
Much respect. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. I'm blown away. December 14, 2021, Mark Peavis, our special guest, Angelo Johnny. Hold tight for hour two. December 14, 2021, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pete Rose Show.
I told the truth then, I couldn't. English word, my name.
Blessed is the day, and blessed is the night. Blessed is the sun, and blessed is the night. Blessed, blessed are the wolves, and blessed are the sheep. Blessed is the war, and blessed is the peace.
not pay this body. But I certainly didn't take much care of it.
Broke for good, and we'll be fine.
against the monologue. Hold it round to match the way I always know.
Show. Man, I'm just thinking of your forearms. It must have been the size of Popeye when you were done.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Okay, you know, post-spinach can popping time. We'll start off the second hour with English Was My Name, Angelo Gianni. Bootstrappers after that, Low Shoe. This is the version after me and Georgie with Melvin Gibbs on the bass. Join him. Elliot Sharp's got the, for a music cat, right, the best initials. If you want to abbreviate a nickname, just call him F. Love it. <Yeah. laughs> Then BBJR, okay, BB Jr., is Bob Bucko Jr., Sam Locke Ward, two cats out of Iowa with their collab in a tune called Flea. Flea, like running. And Mike Adams at his... Mike Adams had his honest weight with I Did Not Create This Body. Do tell. Angelo Gianni after that. Didn't, will, won't. Man, I've heard that a buttload of times. So, I mean, obviously, even with the bummer and sadness of the eventual fulfilling prophecy of the treadmill track star, you still gained a lot, right? Whenever you play, you invest in the next time. So what's next?
Yeah, I mean, Treadmill, like we broke up in 97 because we got dropped, and then I went to L.A., and for a minute I tried to get it going out there, and
what part?
I can tell you.
Where are you? Hollywood?
I lived in Venice Beach.
Okay.
Right down from the Gold's Gym there.
Sure. That boardwalk, that's a scene.
Yeah, it's a total scene.
Did you ever make it to Pedro?
Yeah. That's where the Korean Bell is down there.
That's right. That's right by my practice. I've had same practice pad 36 years. There was Fort MacArthur was there, and they gave it to the city. It's Angels Gate Cultural Center now, and I'm in the officer's head. So know that, I know exactly where you were, because you could see everything, and you can see Catalina. I mean, if it ain't too small, or Marine Layer. So you come to L.A. in Venice and try to do some music here. What goes on?
Well, I, it almost worked. I had this amazing plan. I when I first moved out there, you know, I was still poor from the band. We had just, you know, just gotten dropped, went out there, and I got a job as a motorcycle messenger.
Whoa.
And back then, you know, the internet still wasn't going, so I had this book of record people, and before I left Columbia, South Carolina, I recorded a 4-song demo with our connect, John Furr. He produced it and played guitar on it.
Oh,
it was called That Buzzy Sound. And I went out there with that, and I decided to use my motorcycle outfit and my little clipboard, and I took a bunch of CDs and put a sticky note on them that just said, "Hey, man, you have to check this out," and then signed it Jim or just some, you know, some name like that.
Yeah.
Jim. And I would take my motorcycle and go deliver this. I'd hand deliver it to these record dudes who I got out of this book. And
we're talking A&R, you know,
so they got
A&R man?
Yeah. A&R guys, yeah. And so I went to a bunch of them. And I went to Maverick. Was it Maverick? That was Madonna's label.
Madonna,
right?
And I think. And Freddie DeMann, right? That was Mike Jackson manager.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And I went in there and, you know, had my motorcycle outfit on, my little delivery guy. And the person I had, his name was Guy something. He was one of the big guys at that company. And, you know, reception was like, "Well, we'll sign for it and take it to Guy." And I'm like, "Nope, I have to hand deliver it. That's the rule from the person sending it." And so finally they gave me this big hard time. And finally I was like, it's got to be hand delivered to him. And so then security came. And they're like, "Let me see your ID." And I showed them my ID. And as I was handing it to them, I realized that my ID had the same name as the CD had my name on it. And so I was totally busted. You know, they knew I was trying to scam in there. And they physically removed me from the building.
Fuck. Well, that's kind of a good story.
It was a good plan. Somebody from Sony actually called. They're like, "We want to come see the band." And I just couldn't get people together to actually have a band. So it just never worked out.
Really? Because, right, the recycler, right, on Thursdays, you would have found about 5,000 ads.
I tried calling
some of
those.
I love the requirement, no flakes. Or must have own equipment and transport.
Yeah.
Especially in SoCal, right? Can you imagine trying to get a band with no transportation?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Stick in a Marble. This is a good title.
Oh,
Watch for Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Treadmill Trackster. Yes, people, we had a little throwback in the chronology. Stick in a Marble is a great title. And then Manu Dibango with Oboso, great sax man from the 70s. Kato Hideki, song for Scavenger from his new album. Interesting bass. Quad Super Six with The Prettiest Girl in the World. This is a tribute to television personalities in England. Funny band. Ray Shin after that, Magnum's Plan. And finally, Angelo Gianni with Need to Know. Okay. Is this when you leave SoCal?
Yeah, so I moved back to the southeast in 07 to Asheville, North Carolina. And since I was close enough to Columbia, my ex-bandmates were still down there. And we started playing again, put out another, I don't know, four records from 07 to 2017. We just did our last show a couple of years ago. And then I started doing like the Stick in the Marble and those.
Also, you went back to the old band name. Okay.
Yeah, we played our last show in 2017, and then I started doing records where I'm playing everything, and that's what, like, those last couple of songs you played, I think, are from those two EPs that are out.
And let me ask you about the process. What was the first thing you'd lay down if it was Man Alone?
Man Alone, it always starts with the acoustic and some kind of vocal like tries, and then I just build it out of that, you know, starting from the bottom up with the drums and the bass, and then, you know, just build it like that.
There's some famous ones like Stevie Wonder with his Inner Vision and Prince, and even Dave Grohl with that first Foo Fighter album. They all started with the drums first.
Yeah, I don't see how you do that. I think you have to be you just have to be a full on like full fledged drummer, I think, to be able to do that. I don't know how they go about that.
Just play button like those Polynesian cats, right? They would sail thousands of miles without any land.
Right.
Right, and that's probably why they never went back. Fuck that. We got the Samoa. That's enough. But yeah, exactly. They used some stars, I heard, but they had kind of a map. They were sticks, like crossed over each other with some shells, but it was the angle of the waves. Can you imagine trusting the angle of waves paddling, and, you know, tiny sails is mainly paddling for thousands of miles.
I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Well, my pop was a sailor, and so he taught me about this shit. He said, yeah, okay, I'm in a nuclear engine room, but you know what, boy? They used to do it different.
Wow.
Animals, too. I remember the first time I played in Australia. No, second time. But anyway, it was with porno guys, and there's these mud hens or some kind of bird that as soon as they're born, they start flying the same thing, you know, over ocean. But they got some kind of ferrous metal in their head, and the pole attracts them. But those guys, just to have faith like that, and maybe that's what you got to do if you start a tune with the drums by itself.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Just practical things like that. I just wonder about this. Because I'm really amazed by one-man bands. There's much respect. We're at the end of the second hour, December 14, 2021. Just Watt Pedro Show. Special guest, Angelo Gianni. Hold tight for hour three.
Yep.
December 14, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Guess I was waiting for a warning, just some sound to scatter birds too weak to leave the ground. But huddled in the bunker, we failed ourselves. I think I'm fading. And yes, I listened very hard to every word you said, but it's not helping.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We know it's late. We know it's a school night. But sometimes you gotta tell people to kiss off like your boss, an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend. You say, oh baby, oh yeah, A sharp. You go, oh baby, oh yeah. Oh, sorry about that. A sharp. 1, 2, 3.
Whatever I said you got in your head, I don't really think you're cool. You said that you were new, but I don't really know the feeling. Oh baby, oh yeah, oh baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh baby, oh yeah, oh baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know why you're cool, but I really think you're a fool. I don't know why you think you're cool, but baby, I like your shoe. Oh baby, oh yeah.
wait, wait until November ends. Didn't we agree? I would try to keep it in line. They haven't got it in for you. They've got it in for me. So let's just wait and see. Come on, don't you believe me that I've got this plan. I need you there with me in the seat on the tiller through the sand. Wouldn't it be just the same, you say? And it's almost true. We both know it's not the end of the game, so let me see what I can do. Wouldn't it be just the same? 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 Would you just give me the ball so I can give it back to you? It might mean nothing at all, but let me see what we can do. And now you don't believe me with original doubt. If I tell you don't worry, will that help you figure it out? Wouldn't it be just the same, you say, just on different ground? And don't give me that line, 'cause we're not lost and won't be found. Wouldn't it be just the same? 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 Wouldn't it be just the same?
Don't check my reaction.
for people. So start off the third hour, Treadmill Trackstar, Baby I Fold, Denny Rogers, Babes New York City. Can't handle that band name, but pretty good tunes. Oh Baby, Oh Yeah. Then out of Montreal, the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band with Come On, Come On, Loose and Endless Longing. Sam Cutting after that with Till November. And finally, Treadmill Trackstar. Check my reaction. So, 2017 has been 4 years. Okay. So, in the meantime, you made 2 EPs, Man Alone.
Yeah.
And was it during this situation?
Yeah, the first one kind of came out right towards the beginning because I did a live stream, like, sort of record release thing, like, a few months in. So, yeah.
You know, you were talking about Columbia. You know Dylan? Those cats? At the, what's it called? Blanca? Deer Blanca is, I think, the name of the band, and they got Comfort Monk for their label and stuff.
No.
Yeah, there's a kind of a scene in Columbia. And I've had
really?
A few of these cats on the show. Yeah, yeah. I remember first time I played there, I remember 1 ounce like airplane liquor bottles at the bars.
Yep, that was the thing.
That's going to cut down the drinking, right?
Yeah.
Fucking monkeys.
I think they finally got rid of that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I remember, yeah. You know, they'd be lined up like these tiny little fucks.
Yeah.
What was it? The Art Bar or something.
Yeah, Art Bar, right, Rockefellers.
Right. Right, Rockefellers. I remember going on after a Kiss tribute band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been shitting you. Yeah, I mean, that stuff like that happened all over the country. It wasn't just, but, you know, thinking about. Also, one of the last Minutemen gigs opening for R.E.M. So,
really?
Yeah, I would have shit you.
Oh, wow.
And then the other ones, of course, were in Charleston and stuff. But there's Island near there that actually James Jamerson was from. You know, a lot of my bass comes from James Jamerson. And he ended up in Motown, Detroit, actually at the end here in Los Angeles, but. Started off South Carolina. Great, great bass man. Played with one finger. Wow. One finger. You know, maybe my Michael Hedges for you. So,
right.
Did you do, any stuff where you trade files over the internet?
You mean like as far as recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the last EP, I guess it was the last EP, it must have been deep into COVID because I mixed it over the internet with a guy who has a studio in Columbia who I love. It's Archer Avenue Studio, and he's awesome. So we did the whole thing over the internet.
Wow.
The whole mix.
See, people, you can do good things. You don't have to just spread bullshit. You can actually put together music and records. It's beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
The animals line up. And then I guess you, this kind of, opera or something. The song cycle's beautiful. The Brood.
Violence. 17.
was right. It was always wrong, and the break too long. Let's play it all back scene by scene instead.
Thank you.
wrong again this time. Oh, by the way, I'm already gone. I'm not sitting right here with you. Don't you know that the radius covered my fall? And it's past time to go, and it feels like nothing is together.
Watch for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Angelo Gianni with The Animals Line Up. And then Mold Omen out of Baltimore with Magnetic Memory. And finally, Brood 9. Angelo Gianni. Explain this Brood 9 to me, please.
That was what are they called? The cicadas were coming out, and it was Brood 9 back then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because there's different years. Some will stay there like 18 years or so.
Yeah, I think there was another Brood that came out like not too long ago. It might have been Brood 10. But yeah, that's where it came from.
And are they around where you live?
Yeah, the Brood 9 I didn't see, but the one before that was probably, I don't know how long ago. Like I guess they're on like a 17-year cycle in each place. And so I think it was maybe 6 years ago that they were coming out of the ground in Nashville. And it was wild, man. It was wild.
You know, my experiences in Tokyo maybe 10 years ago, summertime, I thought there was construction going on. I mean, these motherfuckers, you would not believe how loud they are. They call them semis, you know. And oh, yeah, the semi has five different songs, Mike's on. And I said, well, what is it, like circular song, belt sander? I mean, you wouldn't believe this shit. It was incredibly intense and loud. And then you see their little bodies in their bodies husks because they molt, right? And they're all on the sidewalks. And it was pretty trippy. It was pretty. And you know what? They didn't bite me like the fucking car. They call mosquitoes car. Man, I got bit up. So at least they leave you alone that way. But, man, are they intense. I really thought it was construction. I couldn't believe those were bugs. You know, I know crickets. You know, I was born in Virginia and lived there. And beep, 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 beep. But not this shit. This is like...
Yeah, it's intense for sure.
So this was the inspiration for this piece then, huh?
Yeah, it's about sort of, you know, keeping yourself underground for a while. Keep the stuff underground.
Parallel universe. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. So what do you got going now?
Right now, man, for the last 8 months, it's been all about motorcycles and nothing about music. But it's getting cold, so I think, you know, that's about to change. I'll probably do an EP every couple of years, you know, till it gets boring.
And why do you think the switch to motorcycles?
You know, our hookup, John, again, man, we were both putting out vinyl at some point, you know, whenever that was, and all of our text threads are like, where are you getting yours done? What kind of, you know, it was all about vinyl, and then all of a sudden they turn to motorcycle minutia. It's like everything's about motorcycle gear and tires and oil, and it just, I don't know what happened. We just got obsessed, and then we did that trip, and
I think, Angelo, that's the big diff. Because mostly it's just about gear and fetish and all this shit and all this kind of shortcut. All we need is the right stuff. But you guys went and made that fucking 4,000 miles. That's not just talking about it.
Yeah, no, it was definitely – we definitely did it, man. It was amazing. It's probably one of the best, coolest things I've ever done, for sure.
And man, maybe you could, down the road, remembering back, you might be able to get some songs out of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is amazing because I'm kind of an antisocial person. I don't love people that much. But on this trip, man, I'd gotten into a lot of trouble, had breakdowns, and like, you know, one time I'm in the rice fields of Arkansas, middle of nowhere, nothing. Thank God I had cell service, but I had like 4 flat tires in a day, and I just put it out on a Facebook page. Hey, I'm in trouble. This dude drove an hour with his trailer to come rescue me, took me to his house, fed me, like, just completely, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I mean, you know, there are a lot of dicks, but there's so many cool people.
There are, man, and I, you know, I came across way more cool people than dicks on this trip.
Yeah, good. Net net win.
Yeah, net win. Exactly.
Net win. So, exactly. So you don't even have plans to make music right now, okay?
Yeah, not really. I mean, when it'll creep up when it wants to.
Or maybe that's the best way. Maybe it shouldn't be forced. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because then maybe it just becomes into like something like taking a dump. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I love it so much better as a hobby than I did as a career. You know, there's no pressure. No, nobody cares if I do anything or not, you know, and it's so much more enjoyable.
Well, if you do, what cares if you do find time to come up with another EP? Will you bring it and talk about it, stuff like that?
Of course.
I value it so much. And so, I mean, like you said, you're not just, it's not just filler. It's blows that count.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, John, there's nothing like having a music or a motorcycle co-conspirator.
Yeah,
you know
definitely.
What I mean? There's nothing like that, man. And do you use a helmet?
Yeah, absolutely. We did all the safety gear and all that
stuff. Well, I asked about the helmet because a buddy of mine, got his mom was the librarian at San Pedro High here. And he, 38 years law practice, he's going to close it to start a music thing. And just as a freak, he went without a helmet racing his friend and got thrown head on the curb and he's gone.
Yeah, man. That's terrible. Yeah. So many stories like that.
This is a month ago. So that's worrying stuff. But he loved motorcycles. He did a couple tours, both United States back and forth, Mexico twice back and forth, and then 5 miles from his path. Just didn't put on the helmet or just whatever. Yeah. Maybe, you know, you just get dealt the hand, right?
It's the worst, man. Yeah. It's the worst.
Well, I really valuable getting to talk with you. Thank you so much, Angelo.
Oh, man, thanks so much. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate it.
People, December 14, 2021, this Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.